Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again on the podcast. We are here today with our guest, Rosie. I'm super excited to introduce you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Tori. I'm excited to talk to you about visibility for women entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I was in the corporate world. My name is Rosie Zelenskis. I was in the corporate world for 32 years, and I retired from the corporate world just about 2 years ago. In September, it'll be 2 years. And before I left the corporate world, I was already doing my side hustle, which I am a certified high performance career coach and keynote speaker. And I love working with women that are 25 to 45 looking to advance in their careers. So the reason why I'm doing the work that I'm doing now is because being in the corporate world, I saw how women so often, including myself, did not speak up when we needed to. And a little bit about my story is that I'm 40 years old and I'm like kind of waiting for someone to just recognize my hard work. And I'm thinking any day now they're going to notice my hard work. And well, guess what? They never did. So once I finally went and I said, hey, I'd like to be considered for management, they were like, really? You never said anything. And that moment was the transformational moment for me, because I was like, oh my gosh, how did I not say anything? So yeah. That's largely why I'm doing the work that I'm doing today, to help women advocate for themselves, you know, amplify that voice. And now it's so interesting because now I'm really helping women build their confidence, which is no surprise to you right. or I.
Yeah.
Building that confidence so that they can advocate. And sometimes they're like, well, can you just help me build confidence so that I can start advocating? I'm like, well, it's not really one or the other. It's both. They're kind of a parallel process where the more you work on yourself, the more confidence you gain and you can start advocating. So that's a little bit about my story and why I do what I do today.
Yeah, that's amazing. I myself am an ex-corporate gal, so I can definitely relate to your story. And similarly, you know, I was in the corporate space and I felt like same thing. You know, my parents always instilled in me, you work hard, you'll get recognized for your hard work. And so I kind of, you know, had that mindset in work, you know, in my career and working hard and, you know, trying to do everything that I can to show up and be visible and get recognized. And, you know, like yourself, you get to that point where you're like, well, I should be in this executive role or I should be in this management role. Why aren't they asking me to step into that role? And it's not until you recognize that you have to speak up for yourself, advocate for yourself, and really, you know, show your value and your worth, that you can become the person who you're supposed to be because of all of that. It's just, yeah, so I can absolutely relate. And then, you know, for our listeners, even if you're not in corporate or haven't been in corporate, it's pretty similar when it comes to being a business owner, you know, advocating for yourself and speaking up about who you are, what you do, and why people should listen. So it's like, it goes both ways, depending, you know, corporate or not corporate.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Now that I'm an entrepreneur, it's so interesting because I'm about officially 2 years full-time in my business, but I've been doing this since 2019. And before I left the corporate space, I was a speaker. I was a in charge of learning and development. So I was training 200 people at a time on, whatever insurance topic and whatnot. And it's so interesting because now I'm starting to give people advice on entrepreneurship. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, who am I? It's pretty funny.
Yes. I mean, it's lived experience. Even if you haven't been an entrepreneur for 10 years, you still have that life experience that applies in the situation. It's just like it's there. You have to be able to give advice, especially if you have, experience or the know-how to do so.
Yes, exactly. And I'm also a speaker, and it's so funny because so I said my journey started in 2019, and I started by going to Toastmasters,
Oh,
and
yeah.
I joined National Speakers Association. They have various chapters throughout the country, but they have an academy. So I joined the academy in 2019, and I'm like, okay, we'll see how that goes. And so now I've been part of the board of National Speakers Association, and in 2026, I will be the dean training new speakers. And I was like, holy
Wow.
cow, I never imagined in a million years when I was sitting in that chair in 2019 that I would actually become the dean
Yeah.
training new speakers on how to set up their business and their talks and all that stuff. So you're absolutely right with the lived experience. And just because you're, like 2, 3, 4 years in does not mean that you can't help somebody else, mentor them, give back, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, I'm glad you mentioned that and told us about that journey of speaking, because it sounds like that is one of your visibility tools. And
Absolutely.
there's so many, like we talk about visibility here, and there's so many different facets of visibility, and there's no right or wrong like visibility platform. But for me, podcasting was my visibility tool when I first started back in 2019. And so speaking for you, how have you evolved personally and professionally because of taking that first step of, putting yourself out there to be a speaker to who you are today?
Well, it's so interesting, because so many of us, that are in this entrepreneurship space, we're actually introverts, we're like secret introverts. And so I always was the person that like kind of sat in the back of the room and, that kind of thing. But with my job and being part of my job was training people, and so that training in my corporate job gave me a little bit of space and a little bit of motivation to actually go out and try to do it on my own. But I mean, I even like 10 years ago, I would have said like, oh, there's no way I would ever be an entrepreneur because I want my secure paycheck in the bank every 2 weeks. So it's a mindset shift. And now that I have been doing my business and I'm like full working in my business, I could never imagine working for somebody else.
Same.
It's so amazing how your mind changes. And also with business, it's constantly changing. And it's not that the business is changing, and I actually just realized this, it's that I'm changing. I'm learning. I'm growing, especially as everybody knows with AI. It's like the tools that we have now out there are so incredible that I'm like, oh my gosh, I could do that so much better. I could do
Yeah.
that so much better. And so I'm constantly changing and tweaking. And it's kind of annoying and frustrating because it's almost like you're recreating the wheel, but you're not. You're making it better. You're enhancing it. So it's that mindset of, okay, I have to do. I was just working on my quiz again for people that are trying to figure out what their blockers are in the corporate space. And I had already done it. And then I met with my coach. I do have a coach. I have a couple of coaches. She's like, well, if you do it this way, it'll be better. I was like, oh my gosh. So another thing that I want to say is when you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you get so stuck in your perspective that
Yeah.
you really need those other people, whether it's coaches, mentors, other part accountability partners that can give you a different perspective, because My coach always says, well, you can't read the label from inside the bottle. So
Absolutely.
I love that analogy because you're like, you're so right. So that's a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, that's funny. I just used that analogy the other day because I was talking about, you know, some women don't see their own greatness, right? It's almost like you can't see the label from within inside the bottle. Like somebody has to shine that light on you to show you who you are, what you need to do, and how to show up. And so it's very similar. And it's so ironic. I mean, I feel like sometimes the people that I meet and talk with, it's so serendipitous, like conversations intertwine. And conversations happen at the moments that they're supposed to happen. And so that's for me, one of the reasons I love podcasting is because I want to be able to share these moments because I know it's going to be there for a female entrepreneur when they need to hear it and when they need to go back and hear it. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And then as far as the, you asked me about my journey in speaking as visibility.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely use speaking as a visibility tool. I'm also a podcaster. I go on podcasts as well. I do a lot of social media stuff, although LinkedIn restricted my LinkedIn account. I can't even get in there. So I don't even know why they did that. But regardless, I'm putting myself out there. And it originally, you know, it's like everybody's like, oh my gosh, what are people going to say? You know, it doesn't matter what people say to you. The only thing that matters is, are you bringing value to your, you know, client? Are you being of service? Are you trying to help people?
Yeah.
So to me, the visibility is about giving back first. And yes, of course, we're all in this, you know, to make money and whatever. But when I go on stages, I can impact so many more people than just one-on-one coaching. So that's why I go out and speak in public.
I love that. And so let's talk about, I'm assuming as you came, like starting your own business, you built some of these tools or frameworks that you use now. Like you've got the promotion readiness roadmap and unlock the leader within. Tell us a little bit about those two resources that you've put together.
Absolutely. So the promotion readiness roadmap came from, so when I was 40 and I was telling you the story of like, you know, I didn't say anything. I stepped into a management about 3 or 4 months after that. So I got my first management role. And about 3 years after that, and for me, every time I get a new role, about the 3 year mark, almost to the day, it's like, what's next? And it's like this innate, like, what's next? So around 3 years, I was like, okay, you know, I've been doing this management job for 3 years, but I want to do something bigger. I want to impact, you know, more people. And so I started talking to a few people from senior executive roles, home office roles. And so this time I started campaigning for me. Literally, I was like, you know, I want to do something bigger. I don't know what it is, but I just want you to know, I, you know, I'm interested. And how did you do it? What did you do? So I kind of started, number one, planting seeds. And number two, trying to gain knowledge and information on how did you do it?
Yeah.
And so when a home office opening popped up, I had already been preparing. And so everything that is part of the promotion readiness roadmap is what I did personally so that I could step into that home office position. And I was working for a very large insurance company, very competitive, and there were 10 candidates, and I was the unanimous, there were four senior leaders interviewing and I was the unanimous choice. And it wasn't, Tori, because I was the smartest, but I was the most prepared. And that's where I learned that the more you know about yourself and the more you can speak to your strengths and explain to somebody else how you can help them solve their problem, those are the people that succeed. Again, I was most definitely not the smartest, but I was the most prepared because I had my sister interview me. I had my brother-in-law interview me. I hired somebody from the outside. I did the, I bought the book called What Color Is Your Parachute?
Oh.
And that was like in 2017. So there's a new edition every day or every year. But I did all the exercises in that book. So it took me 6 months to put all those pieces in place. And so one of the things that I tell, you know, people in my membership, which kind of leads me to the Unlock the Leader Within membership, is I want you to be promotion ready.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? That means that your resume is done and your LinkedIn is done. And you have your story vault and you know your 90-day plan and all that
Yeah.
stuff, because when that opportunity pops up, lands in your lap, I don't want you to be scrambling.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, like what do I say in the interview? So all of those components of the roadmap are now being used in the membership. And and I do a lot of volunteer coaching as well. People are so honed in on the resume. And I'm like, listen, hire somebody to do the resume, and then you spend your time working on the interviewing skills because that's where you shine. And don't worry about the formatting or all the stuff from the resume. Hire that out, and then you start working on your stories and your the powerful words. So that's how all of that came about from my experience. But now I'm teaching women how to use those tools to advocate for themselves, to be able to put themselves out and have visibility. And it's a game changer. It absolutely is.
Those are the best coaches when you have that personal investment and you say, I have done this for myself. Like I am living proof of what I'm teaching you. And it's almost like you they're like, if you can do it, I can do it, right? And so I love that, you know, when you share and you become vulnerable in your own experiences, that it helps propel the people who you're trying to coach or advise or work with. It's just an amazing attribute to have as a coach, especially for women entrepreneurs.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about leadership. Do you feel like leadership, and you talked a little bit about confidence too. So I feel like leadership and confidence are kind of aligned in that sense too, that, you know, as these women are getting ready to step into these bigger roles, as leaders, that the confidence is something that they always have to work on, that they have mindset shifts that they have to put in place. Talk a little bit about the parallel of leadership and confidence.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because a lot of times what happens is, you know, a woman comes to me and they're like, can you please help me get this job? But what they're actually meaning is, can you help me figure out how to be confident to go for the job? So, you know, we kind of talked about that a little bit, but also in just I do a lot of meditation and I do like energy work and stuff. I'm by no means an energy, you know, healer or coach or anything like that, but I'm very aware of how women are holding themselves back through their mindset, their feelings, their emotions. And we put so much weight on the thoughts that we think that we don't stop and question, is this thought actually true? Like, am I likable? Am I worthy of, you know, stepping into that role? Am I visible enough? And sometimes even it's like they question their skills. I actually spoke to a woman. She was the director of an engineering firm, and she had 200 engineers reporting to her. She was an engineer by trade. And she, like, I did a talk, and she kind of pulled me to the side, and she's like, Rosie, I've been doing this job for 2 years, and I still don't feel like I'm deserving of a job. And I'm like, but you're in the role, you're being successful. And it's her. her thoughts and ideas, and I call that a part of my signature talk is we feed ourselves this sabotage salad, and then we're expecting to come out, on the other side feeling really good when we're feeding us all this like garbage in the way of thinking. So a lot of times when we're talking about leadership, if you are able to identify, and again, I truly believe that you need somebody to kind of help you discern those thoughts and ideas. And one of my clients and I were having a coaching session, and she said, "My little job." And I was like, "Hold on there for a second." I'm like, "Why did you say little job?" And she didn't even realize that she said it, that she said that. But it's one of those things that your thoughts are. Could be either disqualifying yourself, discounting yourself, or defeating yourself unknowingly. So you have to be so vigilant of your thoughts so that you can disarm those blockers. Because I have a quiz, and the quiz is for women in corporate space, but it identifies those four blockers. And once you start becoming aware of how you are thinking and how mean you are to yourself, then you can start taking action to disarm those blockers and be able to step into your role or leadership or whatever with confidence. But you know that leadership for women specifically starts with your head, with your thoughts, with your ideas. And I actually listened to your podcast, your solo podcast that you recently launched, and you were listening to The Gap and the Gain. I love that book because that is a fantastic read. And it teaches you how to figure out if you're in that growth mindset or if you're stuck in the fixed mindset. So to me, it's all mindset.
It's so interesting when I started as an entrepreneur, I didn't realize how important our thoughts and mindset were into business and success and personal development. And it's a journey. I feel like as I evolve personally and as my business grows, there's new challenges and new hurdles that you have to overcome. But if you stay rooted in that, building your like strengthening your thoughts and your mindset that you can overcome anything that is put in your way. And so it's I try to be very diligent to set my mind every single day in the right manner because I can tell the difference. I can tell the days that I don't, take a moment to just kind of pause, reset, think the positive thoughts, think the encouraging, growth mindset sort of thoughts, then my day is so different when I don't do that. I just spiral. Like, you
I
know what I mean?
agree.
Like you spiral or you're unfocused or it's just totally different. And so you have to be diligent about that, no matter how, if you're starting out or if you're already a successful leader. Those are so integral to our daily practice that
Yes,
you have to do that.
I totally agree. I usually start with, so I'm a certified high performance coach through Brendon Burchard. So I have his Growth Day app, and he has a daily fire, a message every single day. And I start my day off with listening to Brendon. I'm part of a Positive Prime. So it's a really cool way that you can do a lot of like beautiful pictures with a cool song. So it sets my mindset up really well. But on those days, Tori, that I make the mistake of like, okay, I'm just going to look at this one thing because I have to do this one thing really quick. And then I just get sucked in, and then I don't do that,
Absolutely.
though my practices, those are the days that are just not good. So I
It's
try to
crazy.
protect my time and try to make sure that I start with that first before I touch my computer.
It's funny when I was in corporate, I had this routine. You would get to the office, you go into the break room, you get your coffee, you sit down in your cubicle, you turn on your computer, you start checking your email. And it was the longest time. Like I still had that routine when I was working from home, my own home, my own business. I was falling into those routines. And then it's like giving myself permission that it's okay if I don't just sit down right away and start checking my email. Like, that's probably the worst thing I could do.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's those old habits that you have to break. It's just so fascinating. And I love that you say these things too, because then it tells me that I'm not alone, right? I'm not crazy. It's not just me.
Absolutely.
Well, Rosie, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you and to hear your story and hear the lessons and stuff that you're teaching your clients and women in your space. And I'd love for people to get in touch with you. I know you said your LinkedIn is not cooperating right now, but maybe people can visit your website to get in touch with you.
Yes, absolutely. So my website is nowomanleftbehind.com, and woman is W-O-M-A-N. So it's nowomanleftbehind.com. There's a bunch of resources on there. There's a contact form if, you know, people want to chat with me. They can take the quiz on there. So it's the best way to find my stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being a guest, and it has been a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much, Tori. This was awesome. I appreciate your time.